The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes, dear, the phone is for you. It's Myra.
Oh, I didn't even hear it ring with a vacuum running up here. Hello? Oh, did I see what? What do you mean? The afternoon paper? No, what does it say? Oh, does it give our name?
Hmm?
Oh, well, thank heavens. Why do they want to put stuff like that in the paper anyhow? Hold on. Ed, if you bring in the afternoon paper, will you?
I brought it in, dear. I think I'll put it in the living room somewhere.
Well, look in it, that column around the town or something.
What's in it?
Oh, some dumb thing about what local couple were trapped in a store window yesterday for half an hour and collected quite a crowd. You know, thank goodness they didn't give our names.
Oh, really? The columnist must have been hard up for material.
Oh, Myra. Yeah, I'm saying Effie's looking for it. Well, it wasn't funny at the time. I was so embarrassed, as I told. No, the salesman went to answer the phone, just left us, and we couldn't get out. Oh, don't ask me. Little door to the display window had a spring lock or something that snapped shut.
I can't find it in the paper. What page is it on?
Yeah, what page is the column on, Myra? Page 10.
Mm-hmm.
No, Myra, he had wanted me to see this horrible chair, which the store is now going to give us because of our humiliation or something.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Now, you know my husband. He was going to sue the store, and the man got so worried he hastily said they would give us this enormous chair. I don't know where I'll put it.
My goodness.
Oh, it's just here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chair. Look what just drove up.
Oh, this monstrous thing, Myra. Footrest, headrest, levers to adjust it all over the place. For some backache he now claims he has had for years. And this chair is designed to give proper relaxation to the tired businessman.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, hold on, Myra. No, I'm sorry, Nephi. What?
Look. What just drove up?
Oh, my heavens, Myra, I've got to hang up. The truck is here with the chair.
There are more patients leaving mental hospitals than there are going in. That's the striking new statistic to come out of the ceaseless war against mental illness. Past support of generous Americans has spurred research treatments and the building of special facilities. And the new understanding of the public has simplified the job of rehabilitating the mentally ill. Once a subject to be discussed in whispers, once a family's most secret shame, today, mental illness is measured with physical illness, as it deserves to be. Today, no more shame attaches itself to a disease of the mind than to, well, a disease of the kidney or a broken leg. This new understanding speeds the return to normalcy for patients now freed from the dread of going back and facing hostility, lack of sympathy, lack of help. Mental illness has come out of the closet of fear and superstition. You helped if you gave for mental health. Help again this year for greater progress and results. With your help, the mentally ill can come back.
Hello.
Well, you two sound cheerful.
Your chair arrived.
Oh, yeah? Well, good. They did send it, huh?
Oh, yes, they sent it.
Oh, boy, that's wonderful.
Wonderful? It looks perfectly terrible. Takes up your whole living room.
Oh, come on now, Aunt Effie. Don't exaggerate.
Aunt Effie is not exaggerating. It looks even worse than I thought it would.
Oh.
Just come on in and look at it.
It took three men to even carry it in.
Look, it's a darn expensive chair. Oh. We got it for nothing.
Well, the free things are not always the best things in life.
Oh. No, I should say not.
Come here.
Well, there it is. You can see for yourself. It takes up the whole end of the living room.
Oh, golly, yeah. I didn't realize it was quite that big. It's big, isn't it? Funny, you know, things look smaller in the store.
I told them to put it in that corner. I thought we could hide it a little better over there, but the man said, oh, no, it had that plenty of room when it opens up.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, I mean, it doesn't look that bad, honey. I mean, it really doesn't. And the upholstery fabric does not clash with anything that we have. already. You know, you were worried about that.
Well, it might not clash, dear, but it doesn't really go with anything either. I mean, it just looks like nothing.
But it isn't how it looks, anyhow. Now, at least I got a really comfortable chair to relax in when I come home. Oh, have you seen how it works, Aunt Effie?
No.
You haven't? You haven't? Well, let me demonstrate. Now, look. You see, all I have to do is sit down, see? Then I reach for this lever, and I pull it back, and now watch the footrest. Now, see? See that? Yeah, I can raise it right up with hardly any effort. Just where I want it to be. See, any level. Then I push it the other way, and it... No, that's not right. Wait a minute.
I think it's the other lever if you're trying to adjust the top part.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, sticks a little. Just stick one. And there. See, now, it lowers the back so I can just stretch out full length. Oh, boy, I tell you, this is really relaxing.
If you want to stretch out full length, wouldn't it be better just to go on up to bed?
Aunt Effie, the idea is to have a chair that gives you the same relaxation as a bed, but naturally a man likes to spend the evenings downstairs with his family, for heaven's sake, not go to bed at 7:30 at night. Oh, boy, I tell you, this is going to be wonderful for my backache.
Mm.
All right, now run along and get me some dinner, please, while I just lie back and enjoy the first comfortable chair that we've ever had. Oh, boy, this is wonderful.
Yes, all right, Betsy. You go on to sleep, darling. Good night, dear. Well, enjoying your chair?
Oh, hi, honey. Yeah, sure I am. Just lying here looking at the lights of the city and the moon shining on the lake.
You look as though you're in a hospital bed.
All right, you can make fun of it all you like. It is darn comfortable. Oh, do you want to hand me my cigarettes?
Oh, yeah, sure. Where are they?
On the coffee table.
All right.
Yeah, thank you, darling. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm getting matches.
Just a second. Yeah.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is real comfort.
Why do you suddenly find our other chair so uncomfortable? There's nothing wrong with this one. I can just curl up. It's wonderful.
Oh.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. I haven't got any ashtray.
Just if I get seated. Here you are.
Oh, look, see, there's a little tray to pull out here somewhere. The thing that comes... There. Put the ashtray on. Isn't that nice, huh?
Yes. Now, where to put the book I started last night? You mind if I read?
Why would I mind if you read?
Well, I don't know. I just feel as though you were in the hospital and I should be standing beside you visiting.
Oh, don't be silly. Go on, read. Yeah. I will, too, as a matter of fact. That is, if you'll hand me that magazine that came today. Right over there, honey.
Oh. Hear you? Anything else while I'm up?
I'm sorry. No, nothing I can think of.
Well, how's the patient?
That's what I've been saying.
All right, go ahead. Make fun of it.
Weather.
What will probably happen is that you two will try it and like it so much that I'll never get near it.
I don't think you need to worry. Well, I was going to read Aunt Effie, but I'll take Andrew some Scrabble if you want to.
Oh, yes, fine. I think the Scrabble boy's right here. Yep, here he is. Oh, I'm tired tonight.
Oh, I am sure I can.
Darling, honey.
Yes?
Suppose you could move that lamp over a bit. I mean, I can't see to read this way. It isn't near enough.
Well, I'll tell you this much. That chair may be a rest for you, but I can see that it isn't going to be any for me. Well, it doesn't reach. I'll have to go out and get an extension cord.
Oh, well, don't bother.
No. I'll get it. I'll save it as one thing.
If you knew how ridiculous that thing looks.
Aunt Effie, this chair was not designed primarily for beauty. It was designed by a health expert who understood the needs of a tired businessman.
Mm-hmm. Those levers on the side. Looks like the things they have on a dentist chair.
They adjust the chair, for heaven's sake. That's what a man with a backache needs.
That's probably why he wanted the chair. For some reason, you men just love anything mechanical. Something you can push and it goes up or down, you can't wait till you have it.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, when I think of how hard you both have worked to have your new house so lovely, and especially this living room. Then, to put this monstrosity in here, I don't even think it's very nice of you. It spoils the whole room. Why don't you at least put it in your den if it'll go through the doorway?
Well, sure, I could, but then I'm not out in the living room. Mm. You'd all be out here, and I'd be in there, and we'd have to yell back and forth.
Well, I can't see it's any worse than you sprawled out there looking up the ceiling with us sitting way over here.
Where's the extension cord?
Oh, they're in the bottom drawer.
Look there, can't find them.
Oh, well, just a second, I'll come out.
Now, look at the nuisance trying to even get out of the thing.
Oh, there's no nuisance at all.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but I have to go.
Oh, I don't know. He just leaned forward and suddenly shot out of the off. Oh, he just sort of flew through the air and landed in that nest of end tables.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you must have hit his hand. Call the doctor.
Yes, I will.
The front of the phone book. Yes. Dr. Davies. Yes. And it. Oh, funny.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Only a network could have gathered and assembled the facts into the award-winning documentary, Who Killed Michael Farmer? Only a network could. The CBS Radio Network did. Only your local station affiliated with CBS Radio could have made this important program available as part of its listening schedule. Only a network has the resources to bring all America the great sports trilogy, the Triple Crown of horse racing. The CBS Radio Network will. And only a station affiliated with CBS Radio can add to its normal daily coverage, in turn, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes. A network doesn't pinpoint your local weather, keep an hourly touch with developments on your main street, keep constantly on the alert to inform you about what's happening locally of interest in your neighborhood. That's the province of your local station. Perfect balance in programming between local and national level listening is achieved by those stations affiliated with CBS Radio. That's why you're listening here, right now.
Oh, he'll be all right. Just a little bump on the head. I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Oh, that's so. I wish you had it.
I don't think it's a concussion, but just to make sure, you stay in bed tomorrow. Next day, we'll take some x-rays.
Well, when you're taking x-rays, Dr. Davies, I wish you'd take some of his back and see what is wrong with it.
I have x-rayed his back a dozen times. There's nothing wrong with it except poor posture.
Oh, now, look here.
You don't believe me. People never do. Complain about their backaches when all that's wrong is poor posture.
Well, then may I ask your opinion about this chair, Dr. Davies?
It's nonsense. Here's the chair he should sit on.
What's that straight back thing?
Until he learns not to put his weight on the wrong part of his spine. The trouble is he sprawls. He sits like this. Or this. Or else he slumps over like this. And he wonders why his back aches.
Doctor, I happen to be right here. Would you mind not referring to me as he?
I told you before. Now I'm telling your wife and your aunt.
Well, I must say, Doctor, I think you're right. He doesn't stand up straight. And when he sits, he does sprawl.
Well, for that matter, look at the way you two are standing.
Oh.
Stand up straight. Pull your shoulders back.
All right.
Pull in your stomach. That's right. And that's my prescription for tonight.
Yeah, I'll get you, too.
Get him to bed. Keep him quiet. He'll take the x-rays.
Why do doctors always say poor posture?
Oh, probably because it's true. What do you suppose happened to the spring in that chair? Why, you just sailed out of it.
Well, who knows? But I think I'll get rid of it before it gets rid of me.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and House Jameson and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.